The men's basketball season is about to start. David Drew covers Western Michigan sports for the Kalamazoo Gazette. David, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So Western Michigan has been picked to finish second by media members such as yourself in the Mid-American Conference's West Division. What makes the Broncos among the better teams in the MAC?
If you look at their starting lineup, I think they match up with anyone in the league in either division. Shane Whittington is, in my opinion, the best center in the league. And really, across the Mid-American, or the mid-major landscape across America, I think he's one of the bigger names in terms of centers around right now. And I know that he's getting some NBA attention already. Head coach Steve Hawkins told me they've had about five or six scouts in just in practice. And I know they expect a lot more throughout the season. If everyone's interested, the Miami Heat will be in attendance, I know, in a few games this year. And there's a few other big names that I've heard that are going to be looking at Shane.
It's tough to find quality big men to go to college anymore. They're often, you know, at least for more than a year. And to find one at a mid-major level in the MAC has to be a rare event these days.
Shane's a kid who's actually a kind of a hometown kid. He's from Lawrence, Class D school, kind of, you know, didn't play the best competition, so his numbers didn't pop out. You know, he's a baseball player, multi-sport athlete kid, and really came to Western as just a 6'10" athletic, you know, hand-eye coordination kid, and really was a project. And he's turned into, I think as everyone saw last year, a really dominant force in the paint.
So Western won the MAC West a year ago. As we said, they're picked second this year, and you voted that way as well in the media poll. How come people see the Broncos perhaps moving down a slot?
Well, I think Toledo, from top to bottom, is just a better team. I think they're more talented. We talked about Western starting five being very good, but I think the question mark with the Broncos is depth. I'm not sure what the bench is going to bring to the table. I think there are some pieces there, but I'm not quite sure. And then when you look at Toledo, I think they've got talent returning. They've got talent in place. 6, 7, 8 guys that can play regularly, whereas Western, you think 6, maybe 7 guys, you know, can play, and you're not sure after that.
Who are the key losses for Western who played last year, aren't back this year?
Lost 3 starters. Everyone, I'm sure, who follows Western basketball knows about Darius Paul, the MAC Freshman of the Year, and really just a gifted kid who had a real bright future here at Western, but he decided to go to Illinois. And then they graduated small forward Nate Hutchison, who was really kind of just a do-it-all kind of guy. He was about 6'7", could guard the point guard on down to possibly the power forward position, and really was that late game defender when you needed that last stop. And then they graduated Brandon Polkley at shooting guard, who really was a perimeter shooting, you know, sniper throughout the season. Especially as the year went on last year, he became a big piece. So there's a lot of offense to fill, a little bit of defense, and we'll see. I know there's some question marks heading into this year.
People who read your five elements that could impact the Broncos this year will notice lockdown defender is among those. They have to find someone to replace Nate Hutchison to be that guy who can guard maybe more than one, you know, position on the floor. Maybe can guard a point guard or a small forward. Is that perhaps a real key for the Broncos?
It is. And, you know, Hutchison was unique in that he was 6'7". But he didn't carry the weight of a typical 6'7 guy. He was a little bit more athletic. This year, you look at sophomore Connor Tavey, and he's 6'5", but he's 235. So you like the fact that he's 6'5", and he can guard, you know, a point guard on down to a power forward. But 235, you know, that kind of changes things where, you know, if he has to guard a athletic, quick, speedy point guard, that could be a problem, you know, where he's kind of one of those tweener guys where you like him against a smaller power forward, but you like him against a little bit of a smaller guard. And David Brown, a fifth-year senior, is a guy that could be a lockdown guy in the perimeter. So really, as I talked about in the preview, it really comes down to matchups as well. But there's a couple guys there, but as with a lot of things this year, there's question marks as of who's actually going to do it.
Are there some newcomers, either freshmen or perhaps people who've been with the Bronco program but haven't really had a lot of playing time, that could get our attention as the year goes on?
There's sophomore power forward A.J. Avery, who played a few minutes last year, but really, you know, wasn't quite ready for it yet, physically, mentally. He put on about 15 to 20 pounds, looks a lot stronger. I think he carries himself a little bit more confidence because of that. And I expect him to see a lot of minutes in relief of Shane Whittington and Connor Tavey. There's also Kellen McCormick, who came in at, as about 6'9". But you want to talk about a beanstalk. That kid came in as very, very skinny and lanky. And he's put on about 20, 25 pounds. And like AJ, looks much more confident, a lot stronger. And I expect him to play a lot of minutes as well. You look at freshmen coming in. I think Tucker Heyman. I expect him to start at small forward this year. I think the job is between him and also sophomore Taylor Perry, who played some minutes last year, but I think he's going to be another guy who will play a lot more minutes this year. He's kind of a small forward slash kind of wingman type of player.
The Broncos actually opened the season in Hawaii. What do we look for in this pre-conference schedule? Are there some games that you've looked at that you say may tell us something about the direction of the season?
Well, right off the bat against New Mexico State, they bring a 7'5" center to the table who hails from, I believe, Canada. So we'll see. That will test the Broncos' front court. We'll see if they can handle that in the rebounding defense game. You know, if Shane Whittington gets in foul trouble this year, the Broncos get a lot shorter on the court. You know, you lose a guy who's 6'11", and then your next guy is 6'8", maybe 6'9", and Kellen McCormick. You know, and there's just a physical difference between Shane and these other guys as well. So that'll test the Broncos right off the bat. I think anytime you put 7'5" on the court, that challenges anyone.
You mentioned Toledo. Who else do you like in the MAC?
I think if you look at the East Division, again, I think that division is going to be stronger than the West Division. You look at the West Division, Central still kind of figuring out, Eastern still kind of figuring it out, Northern Illinois still kind of the bottom dweller of the division. But the East Division, you've got Buffalo is on the rise, Ohio, everyone's kind of known them the last couple of years as being a team to beat. Kent State is solid. Bowling Green, probably, you know, down the ranks a little bit in the division, but I think top to bottom, the East Division will be much better than the West Division.
You've got the Broncos. Your pick is to go, I had it in front of me here.
16 and 14.
What would have to happen for the Broncos to do a little bit better than that?
I think some of these young guys, guys like Avery, McCormick, Taylor Perry, they have to contribute. They can't just be on the court eating up minutes, whereas like a couple of them did last year. They really need production this year. They need scoring out of Taylor Perry. They need rebounding and a little scoring out of guys like Avery and McCormick. They just need depth, I think, is what it comes down to. Like I said, their starting five should be solid, but they need more than that if they really want to make a run this year.
Since depth is such a topic of concern, are the Broncos in for some real trouble if there is an injury of any sort that keeps anybody out for any length of time?
Well, that's an interesting topic with senior David Brown, who's really looking to play from start to finish his first complete season as a Bronco. He's really kind of been dealt an unfortunate hand in his first 4 years here at Western with ankle injuries, knee injuries, and just can't quite seem to put a full season together. But the second half of last year and into the postseason, David Brown was, he became a hot commodity. He was on the scouting report. But if he's not able to put together a full season this year, there's question marks, because a guy like David brings so much offense to the table, and just his veteran presence. We were talking last week about it, and he's probably been a part of like 1,000 practices here at Western. And, you know, you gain a lot from that. And behind him, there's Taylor Perry, a sophomore. You know, there's Tucker Heyman, a freshman. There's maybe Austin Ritchie, who plays the point guard. But if you move him to David's position, you just physically become smaller there. I think David Brown's health really will play a lot into the equation this year.
So let me ask you about a couple of other sports here at Western, which we've had you in to talk about before. The football team. We talked about how important it was for them to get a win soon, and they did get one against Massachusetts and then had this past Saturday off. Do we take anything more from that win other than it was Massachusetts, who also is not a particularly strong football team this year?
Well, you know, everyone says that, and it's something I wrote about as a follow-up column, and it's something that Coach PJ Fleck has talked about. Listen, UMass isn't very good. Western isn't very good, but winning is such a wanted commodity in any sport that you take it when you can get it and you run with it. And I think for Western, they would have liked one maybe a little earlier in the season, but just to get that, just seeing the guys around practice, their next practice after that win, you just felt that there was a weight off of their shoulders. And, you know, not that they really felt a lot of pressure, because at that point the season, you know, wasn't really going to turn out to be anything special. But just to see the results of sticking with what they've done all year, I think was great. And we'll see. Maybe they can string a couple together here and end the season. But regardless, a win is a win, and you take one when you can get one.
The next two games are Eastern Michigan. That's on the road. And then, of course, Central Michigan comes to Kalamazoo. Are those winnable games?
They are. I think Eastern Michigan, especially this weekend, last I saw, Western Michigan was favored in that game. So that tells you something. And then Central Michigan, who knows? You know, it's always a toss-up when those guys play each other. I think the fact that Western Michigan is at home plays a little bit of an advantage. Attendance hasn't been great at Waldo Stadium this year, but I expect it to be really rocking when the Chippewas come to town. But yeah, I think you can string possibly 2-3 wins together here. And who would have thought that after an 0-8 start? Who would have thought we'd be talking about a 2, maybe 3 game winning streak?
You're not going to go so far as to 4 with the Northern Illinois.
No, it's funny. I was talking with a few of my reporter colleagues, and I expect Northern Illinois to be undefeated by then. And you know, they're trying to get into a BCS bowl game again, and you know, those computers, the poll voters, they're looking at your margin of victory. They're looking at how dominant you are, and you know, if they're undefeated when PJ Fleck and the Broncos come to town, that one could get away very early from WMU.
And the pollsters looking at that, they expect Northern Illinois to win that handily. So, you know, winning it 28 points even might raise an eyebrow or two.
Right. Yeah. There. Yeah. Minimum 4 touchdowns, I think, is what Northern Illinois. Not that they're going to come out and say that, but I think media members like myself can come out and say, look, if Northern Illinois wants it, that gets the BCS again, they really have to finish this season strong.
And hockey. Western Michigan is now, of course, a member of the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, and they had their first conference games this past weekend. They got off to a very good start.
Slow start in Friday's game, but you know, when you look at the end result and a sweep, you're like, wow, what a great start. They really, they found their footing in about the second period of Friday's game, and from then on, just dominated the rest of the series, I would say. Physically, they were much bigger than Colorado College. CC was a little bit faster, but I think Western's physical presence really got to them. A lot of hitting, a lot of checking, just a lot of physical play. And I think that in itself speaks about where Western as a program has come just in recruiting. You look at Western's roster now, and you're seeing 6'3", 6'4", 6', it's a lot of 6' and above, whereas before it was 5'10", 5'9", maybe 5'11". You're seeing kind of the product of winning has done here in Kalamazoo the last few years. And I don't think anyone expected a sweep, especially not in the fashion that had happened this last weekend. But I think it opened a lot of eyes around the conference, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out the rest of the way.
They did get those two games at home. First conference road series is going to be another big test, isn't it?
It will be. I believe Denver is where they go for their first road conference series, and that won't be easy. Denver always brings a lot of talent to the table. They've got a new coach this year, but it'll be tough. That's an element to this new conference that I think Western, it's a question mark for Western. It's a travel factor. This new conference isn't a bus league anymore, and getting on a plane, you know, in Chicago and flying to Denver and all the busing in between, all of that. It'll be interesting to see what kind of, you know, wear and tear that takes on this team.
David, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.